This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In this special podcast edition, we'll talk about the meteoric rise of one of the most buzzed about acts in hip-hop today. But before we get started, be aware that much of this web episode is on the web because of some explicit content, like, for example, this. Wolfgang, yo, that wristless splatter, snorting coke patterns, fiddle hit Mick Jagger. Me and Jazz will bring it past to beat midgets up with ladders, nigga. Don't give a fuck, that's that Wolfgang swagger. Don't give a shit, so I dick fuck bladders in your ear. Radical shows that Wolfgang's radder with a staggering pack of cocaine and a sack of my dick where the lips of your teen daughter sits. Fuck Tyler, I'm a champ. This song is called Splatter, and it's by the group called Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All. Odd Future, for short. Chances are you've seen them mentioned all over the place recently, from the New York Times to Billboard Magazine to Pitchfork.com. The L.A.-based alternative hip-hop collective has made a huge splash with their hardcore punk-like shows and shocking lyrics, and they've led many critics to ponder the group's place in the musical world and our society as a whole. One thing has become clear. Odd Future is what's next in hip-hop. But is that a step forward or backward? That's a question for this week's
Soundcheck Smackdown.
And joining me in the studio is freelance writer and hip-hop author Jamie Lowe. Jamie, welcome back.
Thank you.
And joining me on the phone from Toronto is metal and punk music journalist Lena Dawes. Lena, welcome to you.
Great, thank you.
Jamie, let me start with you. Odd Future, a step forward or a step backward?
Well, I would sort of be contrary to what you're saying as the premise. I would say that they are singular to themselves, that they're neither the future nor the past, that they sort of represent this complete otherworldly sensibility that no one could replicate. If you tried to get people to sort of become the next Odd Future, it would be awful because the authenticity would be completely lost.
Wow. So really, in a genre that kind of prides itself on authenticity with a capital A, you think these guys have it?
Well, when you say genre, what do you mean?
Hip-hop.
I don't necessarily categorize them as hip-hop.
Hmm.
I would categorize them as something that's uncategorizable. I think it's got some hip-hop, it has skate rat, it has this sort of punk sensibility, it has a very sort of youth element that is more about the age than it is about the genre.
We're talking about guys who are mostly teenagers.
Right.
Lena, what Jamie says, that sounds pretty awesome to me. What's wrong with Odd Future?
Well, I somewhat disagree with Jamie. I actually was, in terms of punk sensibility, one of the things that stood out for me about Odd Future was the live show. In terms of the dynamic, how they're interacting with the crowd, there definitely is a uniqueness in them in that I believe they are hip-hop, but they do have a punk, hardcore ethos in terms of how they interact with their live performances. In terms of the music, I was actually disappointed. One of the things that, two things that stand out for me in that why I would A, consider them hip-hop, and B, not consider them original per se, is the beats. I think the beats for me that they're using are, you know, very, you know, old school West Coast style beats that in some ways, besides having a hint of the Neptunes and having that Neptunes flavor in them, to me is not really that original. What's also not original is the language that they use and the misogyny and the violence. It's horrorcore, it's shocking, it's supposed to be shocking. It actually comes off as kind of pathetic and actually kind of disappointing coming from a group of young kids.
Well, let's hear an example. This is a song called Swag Me Out, and this again is from this L.A.-based hip-hop collective called Odd Future. Chilling in class with a bag full of gas, looking for a white chick to smoke up and choke up. I even got that white snip, come in here and take a whip. Now you ready to get raped and ate by Mr. Haley. Little life is a game, it's the shit that we bang. Let's play an odd game, it's called Bitch, You Better Run. Come on, I will come out and chew you up, bitch, like bubble gum. Jasper golf and common keys with that nonsense you see. Never met a nigga like me because I'm a Osby. Opposite of them Cosby kids. Got that Virginia Tech swag. Shoot up your school with laughs, bitch. Swag me out, 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 bitch. So that's Odd Future from the album Radical, and a tune called Swag Me Out. So we're debating Odd Future's place. I thought we were debating its place in hip-hop, although Jamie Lowe claims you can't even just call them hip-hop.
I want to clarify that by saying I didn't say they weren't hip-hop and didn't represent parts of hip-hop or have pieces of them that are hip-hop. I just don't think they're only hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Lena Dawes is also with us, author of the upcoming book, What Are You Doing Here? Black Women in Metal, Hardcore, and Punk. And what Lena was saying about, you know, the lyrics, horrorcore, I haven't heard anybody really talk about their music. It's all been about the lyrics, you know, rape and homophobia and misogyny and stuff like that. But as Lena points out, we have heard all that stuff before.
We have. And I think that we're going to keep hearing it until it's not an issue in society. And it is. And I don't think that it's necessarily Tyler, the Creator's intention to bring up
Tyler, the Creator being
the
front and center, the first among equals, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what to call him in terms of his role, but these things are issues in our society, and so they're going to keep coming up. Male aggression against women, it's going to keep being talked about, and I actually applaud them for being honest and having this. I mean, maybe it's not honest, maybe it's a character that's speaking about rape, but rape happens. You know, there's almost 200,000 victims of sexual assault in America every year.
Lena, if you have a problem with the lyrics, is it with the lyrics themselves or with the fact that we have heard this sort of thing, you know, from Insane Clown Posse, Wu-Tang Clan, Marilyn Manson on the rock side?
Yes, we have definitely heard this before. Actually, a fellow journalist friend of mine was asking me the other day, what about Cannibal Corpse? I mean, Cannibal Corpse is a band that's been around for over 20 years, and they're known for that type of...
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, I find Odd Future a bit more disturbing than Cannibal Corpse, because it's more for, you know, a lot of metal bands, it's so far out there. I find with Odd Future that there was a level of venom that I was uncomfortable with as a woman listening to this. And I really think that these guys, I'm almost offended sort of at the earlier comments about, well, rape is out there and this stuff is happening in the world and we can't help but talk about it because it does exist and it is a problem. Artists have the opportunity to pick and choose, obviously, what they want to talk about. But I think that because we've had so many issues in terms of African Americans involved in hip-hop, violence against women within the black community. There's a couple of songs from Odd Future that specifically mentioned black bitches and talked about specifically.
They also mentioned white bitches. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, but
it's not hate against one.
No, but I think that really the way how we view music and how we view artists, especially hip-hop artists, that type of language coming from a young generation of kids, Tyler, the Creator, is a very intelligent man. These kids are very, very smart and very, very savvy. They do want to push buttons, I agree, and I understand using this type of lyrical imagery in order to push buttons, but part of it, to me, it was just very disappointing. And again, it's been done.
And well, just
because something is out there doesn't necessarily mean that they need to perpetrate it.
Well,
I don't think they're perpetrating it, though. They're not raping people.
Well, let's give Tyler, the Creator, a chance to be heard. This is from an interview shot by The Drone at the recent South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, March of this year.
Every song is a story to me, you know? That's the shit I think about. You know, everybody thinks about dark shit. Why, when somebody finally fucking says it, it's such a big deal, you know? Everybody goes home, and it's some shit that eats them up inside that they don't really tell people, but they're just afraid to say this shit. Like, just why when somebody finally says shit that someone's thinking, it's such a big deal? People are, all he talks about is rape. Have you seen Quentin Tarantino's fucking movie? Why does everyone fucking get their dick cut off or some shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why nobody say nothing about that? It's fucking art. Why, when a fucking black kid says that it's such a big fucking deal? Like, really? It's fucking art. Listen to the fucking story. I'm not just talking about raping a bitch. It's a storyline. I'm writing this song from the mind of some fucking serial killer from 30 years ago who was a white male. Like, really? If they sit back and listen to the fucking coolness and genius of it, like, that shit, that's what irks me.
So there you have Tyler, the creator, one of the central figures from the hip-hop collective known as Odd Future. And Lena Dawes, I mean, he's comparing what he does in his songs to storytelling, to a Quentin Tarantino movie. Do you buy that analogy?
No. I mean, I really don't. I mean, just because we know that, you know, Tyler is saying, okay, this is a story, this is what I'm trying to convey something in this message, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be received that way.
And but is that up to him? Isn't that up to the listener?
I think, you know what? I really do feel that, unfortunately, and this is unfair, and I am targeting Tyler because he is a young brother, but unfortunately that there has to be some responsibility taken by these artists. There was a video I saw on YouTube of the band performing, and there was a young woman who was standing on stage while, I don't know if it was Ed or Tyler or one of the guys, was talking about, you know, raping women and bitches and stuff like this, and this girl is just smiling, dancing along, and I was like, what the hell is this? We don't have to, just because it's art, as what he says, doesn't necessarily mean that it's justifiable.
Lena Dawes is with us on the line, author of the upcoming book, What Are You Doing Here? Black Women in Metal, Hardcore, and Punk. With me in the studio is Jamie Lowe, author of Digging for Dirt, The Life and Death of ODB. We're talking about the group Odd Future, this alternative hip-hop collective from L.A., and they're the subject of what, for I think by now are obvious reasons, is a web-only edition of our Soundcheck Smackdown. The language continues to be raw in the various clips. Now, we've been talking about Odd Future as a collective, but also about Tyler, the creator. And he's got an upcoming release called Goblin, which features this song called Yonkers.
Jesus called, he said he's sick of the ditches. I told him to quit bitching. It says in a fucking hotline. Poor fucking shrink. Sheesh, I already got mine. And he's not fucking working. I think I'm wasting my damn time. I'm clocking 6:03 and going postal. This the revenge of the dicks. That's 9 cocks that cop 9. This ain't no VTech shit or Columbine. But after bowling, I went home for some damn adventure time. What you mean? I slipped myself some pink panties, danced around the house and all over print panties. My mom's gone, that fucking bra will never understand me. I'm not gay, I just wanna boogie to some Marvin. What you make of Haley? Fuck her, Wolf Haley robbing him. I'll crash that fucking airplane at that faggot nigga Bob is in and stab Bruno Mars in his goddamn esophagus and won't stop until the cops come in. I'm an overachiever, so how about I start a team of leaders and pick up Stevie Wonder to be the wide receiver? Green paper, gold teeth, and pregnant gold retrievers, all I want. Fuck money, diamonds, and bitches don't need them. But what if fat ones at?
That is Tyler, the creator, one of the central figures from the rap collective Odd Future. And Yonkers is from his new release, Goblin. Odd Future, the subject of our Soundcheck Smackdown debate. A lot of what I've been reading in the press has been written by older white guys.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it has been kind of meta-criticism, you know, criticism of the criticism of the white audience,
right,
that goes to see this band, for example, at South by Southwest. I want to get Lena, obviously, to weigh in on this as well, but what do you make of the audience?
I think that might speak to the press also, that there's a lot of white men who write about music, and that's sort of part of this kind of fascination with the other. And I think it happened with Wu-Tang also, where there was a really built-in kind of like hipster white young man who like loved this thing that was beyond what they were doing. Mm-hmm.
And let me say, when I say older white men, I mean, you know, 28 is considerably older,
right,
than the guys in Odd Future.
I mean, they're very young. But I think when you look at their actual different clips from various different shows that they've had, it's actually it's a youthful, multicultural, and it's women and men loving what they're doing and being it's packed. And it actually, I mean, I think that South by Southwest is something that is like sort of representative of the press in a lot,
mm-hmm,
of ways.
Yeah.
It's a very specific audience.
Lena, I mean, as a black woman, hearing what Jamie just said, that you've got, you know, a diverse audience at the club, it's black, it's white, it's male, it's female, does that make you feel any better about the band or maybe worse?
Well, Yeah, I mean, I was at South by Southwest, actually, and I didn't see their, I missed their shows because I was doing something else, but a colleague of mine actually went to one of their shows, and he was just like, oh, that was one of the best shows I've ever been to. And I asked him, I said, what was the crowd like? And he was like, oh my God, it was all white people. And I thought, well, it is, you know, it is Austin. You
right,
know, it
it's
is
the South by Southwest Festival.
Yeah,
who's
so
there.
I was like, okay, well, whatever. But from talking to, you know, some of my hip-hop colleague friends, and there is a general consensus that the fact that they seem to be drawing more attention from the white male demographic versus the urban demographic, it is kind of, I find that a little concerning. We know for a fact, like back in New York where they had Kill Whitey parties, we know for a fact that the hipster contingent seems to get off on the most grungiest, dirtiest hip-hop, but there's a sense of irony in it and a sense of making fun of people by their enjoyment. There's not a level of respect there.
Clearly, the band Odd Future is a very divisive one. We've been debating them on our weekly Soundcheck Smackdown with Jamie Lowe in the studio, freelance writer and author of the book Digging for Dirt, The Life and Death of ODB. And on the line, Lena Dawes, music journalist and author of the upcoming book, What Are You Doing Here? Black Women in Metal, Hardcore, and Punk. Soundcheck listeners, even though this is a web-only episode, you can still leave a comment. We'd like to hear what you think. Go to our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Jamie and Lena, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks, Lena.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this special web edition of our Soundcheck Smackdown. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to be with us for our regular daily broadcast at 2 and 10 p.m. on 93.9 FM, WNYC.
Kennedy's not Dom, but if I wasn't Dom, I would be Jeffrey. Cream hat the color of a leprechaun with leprosy. I'm fucking bout about it like a master P in 96. It's fucking immaculate the way your daughter's smacking dick. Surprised she hasn't taken nasty dick inside her alley. You, the golf wang hooligans, is fucking up the school again. It's showing you and yours that breaking rules is fucking cool again. Going harder than a midget jumping over me. Chronic youth, I'm shoving blunt raps and bitches' ovaries. Punches to the stomach, where that bastard kid's supposed to be. Fuck a mask, I want that hoe to know it's me.